And good morning, everyone. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley. Wendy, great to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning and happy summer solstice to everyone.
Yeah. And let's see if I have your mic.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. We're good.
Good morning and happy summer solstice to everyone.
Yeah. How about that?
It's one of my favorite days of the year. It's just the longest day of the year, the most bright and filled with light.
Yeah, somewhere between December 20th and the 23rd is the least daylight and the longest night. But this is the flip side of that, which sunrise was at 5:55 this morning. And
it's
sunset will be 9:01. It might be snowing at 9:01.
We'll take it.
It's a little nutty out there, but... That's what's going on. And basically, the Earth orbits around the sun on a tilted axis. You know, billions of years ago, something smacked into it and pushed it, you know, pushed it over a little bit, because planets typically, you know, are not, you know, tilted like that. But it must have gotten smacked or something. But so between March and September, the northern hemisphere is closer to the sun.
That's great. You know, we are on the Morning Mix and not Cool Science Radio.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, I know. I wanted to. Yeah.
No, yeah. I love that. And I love the winter solstice because even though it's the shortest day of the year, it marks that turning of bringing in back in the light. So
they're both
really cool times of year.
So tell us who's going to be on the show today.
Well, we've got an amazing show today. We have, first off, Alicia Stockman, a local singer-songwriter. And then Paul Askins is coming in to talk about the Heber Valley Summer Concerts in the Park. They had one last night that KPCW was at. We were one of the sponsors. And then we're going to be talking about the Solstice Flute School and Festival happening at the Homestead Resort this weekend.
It's going to be a good show. And, of course, weekend events at the bottom of the hour will tell you everything that's cooking in Park City, in the area, in Heber Valley, and all that. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to the Morning Mix. We shall return with Alicia Stockman, musical guest for the hour. After these messages, stay with us.
Sundance Institute's free summer movie nights are back. This year's lineup includes brand new films straight from the 2019 Sundance Film Festival, along with all-time festival favorites and award-winning documentaries. Don't miss the 22nd season kickoff Wednesday, July 3rd at Red Butte Garden, featuring a free outdoor screening of Jordan Peele's Oscar-winning feature, Get Out. Get the full lineup and more information at sundance.org/Utah. Sundance Institute is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com, San Francisco Design. Love your home.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley, our guest host for the second week in a row. Delighted to have you back.
Thank you.
And this is the Morning Mix. We present live local music every week, and also we tell you what's cooking in the Wasatch back. Our musical guest for the hour, I don't know how many times you've been on the program now, but we love having you here, Alicia. Alicia Stockman, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, good to have you back. What have you been up to?
Oh, it's hard to say. I feel like I've been doing a lot of non-glamorous musical things. I did just get back from my very first tour that I booked. I went to Colorado and played a few shows. And I think the definition of a tour is just like two shows not in your hometown, so that counts.
Absolutely.
But I went to Colorado and played 5 tour dates there, and just kind of more of an experiment to be like, how does this work? Let's see how this goes, kind of a thing, bucket list item. And so I learned a lot, but it was super fun.
Yeah. What did you learn?
I learned that I was glad I wasn't on the road for 6 months. So there was that. The booking process was really hard, and I met some friends while I was in Colorado and talked about it and got some pro tips on how to book a little bit better, and vetting some shows a little bit better beforehand and that kind of thing. And
so is it something that you will try again?
Absolutely. I kind of in my head am planning using tours as awesome vacations. So like, well, maybe if I want to go to Portland, I can play some shows on the way there and then on the way back, and kind of like you know, a self-sustaining vacation. So, but also, obviously, that's a lot of work, but it's fun work. So I'm down. But yeah, just using it to get to the cities I want to go to. So I think it'd be fun.
I think Elizabeth Harz was saying, that that, you know, she books some shows, but then when she gets on location, she kind of walks around and books shows as well. So, you can kind of roll your own, right?
Yeah. So one of the pro tips I got was just kind of piggybacking off of friends. So I have some musical friends who play all over and kind of being like, hey, do you need an opener? I'll come open for you. So save myself some trouble of not having to book, but getting to play a good show and get some experience and make a relationship with the venue. Because that was the hardest thing was I played in Utah for a really long time, and I'm at a point where a lot of people are coming to me, or it's really easy to like pick up a show. And out of state, nobody knows who I am, and not yet at least. So that was really challenging.
Yeah. Do you ever think about collaborating with somebody else? And I mean, that it gets kind of lonely on the road.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm kind of an introvert, so I enjoy some alone time. Road trips are great for that. But yeah, I think one of my more successful shows was a collaboration with another band that was touring. And so we just kind of met up, and they did a lot of promotion, and I made posters. We teamed up, and then it ended up being a pretty good show. It was the Rightly So out of Buffalo, New York. They met me in Boulder, Colorado, and we had a nice little show at the Laughing Go. It was a good time.
The Laughing Go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a new song for you guys. This song I wrote for my niece, and when she was born, I was like, oh, I got to write her a song. And she's 6 now, so I finally finished it. It was a daunting task to write a song for someone that I care about that much. And she hasn't heard it yet, but I heard that my sister was going to tune in today, and so maybe she is listening.
But live on the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman. The name of the song?
This is called Grace.
Grace.
She's the wishes on a spider web before the breeze blows them away. She's the dew on a spider web, a silver and gold mosaic, the kind of fragile treasure you could never try to keep. She's full of grace. She's every color in the sunset, in a constant state of change, surprising and delighting, and always worth the wait. And you can tell her how to be, and you can tell the stars to shine. She's full of grace. If things happen for a reason, then she gives me something to believe in. I believe in her every single day. She's a white hot lightning bolt, striking in every way, as bright. She is quick. Even the thunder has nothing to say. It only takes a second in her presence to be changed. She's full of grace. For a reason, and she gives me something to believe in, and I believe in her every single day. She's full of grace. She's full of grace. She's full of grace.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
This is Earl Foote with Nexus IT. Nexus IT Consultants proudly supports KPCW and other local nonprofit organizations since 1998. Nexus IT contributes off-lease computers and IT equipment to nonprofit organizations throughout communities in Utah. More information, 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley and, of course, our musical guest for the hour, Alicia Stockman, who has just sung a beautiful song. She's just written another debut on the Morning Mix, and your sister Paula is listening. Is that correct?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Paula, don't worry. We're going to podcast this, so you'll be able to listen to this in the future and be able to hold on to it. It is currently 43 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. We're going to have a high today of 58, wow, it's going to be a low tonight of 35. It's going to blow tonight somewhere between 7 and 14 out of the northwest, so the wind chill, you know, could get it down below 32. We'll have to see. We're all thinking about our flowers and all those sorts of things and golf events. But anyway, Saturday will be sunny with a high of 57. Saturday night again will be pretty cool, down a low of 36. And the wind Saturday night will be 7 to 14 again out of the southwest, this time after midnight. And then looking out into the future, it actually starts warming up. Sunday, high of 65. Monday, high of 74 under clear skies. Tuesday, high of 78 under clear skies. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 77, and Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. Our friends in Heber Valley tack on about 5 or 6 degrees. They'll be in the early 80s next week, so it's going to be absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful out there, and I'm going to bring in our next guest, Paul Askins. And he is the founder of the Heber Valley Summer Concerts in the Park. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
How did this all begin, Paul?
Well, back in 1993, we were KPCW was doing concerts down at the bandstand. I forget, Jack something. Anyway. They were doing concerts down there, and I was a DJ here on the radio station. I went down, and I was one of the MCs for the concerts. And then about 1997, my family and I moved over to the Heber Valley, and I was still driving back up here to do the concerts. And I says, well, heck with that. I'm going to just start a concert down here in the Heber Valley. And that's how it started.
Wow. So it's been going since 1997.
Yeah, yeah. I brought a poster from 1997 of the concert that KPCW sponsored along with what it was First Security Bank at the time. And Emily has it out there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so is this in partnership with the city or is this something you'd completely do on your own?
It's had a lot of permutations through the years. I started off just doing it my own. We had three bands and 20 people at the first concert in the park. I never forget that one. But we just kept trying and kept doing it. We originally made posters on our dot matrix printers and passed them around the city. I've had a whole lot of help from Dan Hall, who works with Mr. Sister and formerly Motherlode. He helped groom me into knowing how to put on a concert series and whatnot. And it just kept growing. Eventually, the Rotary Club got involved and started to build a bandstand in the corner of City Park, along with some help from the city. So the city started to get involved monetarily at that point because they helped build the bandstand. They never charge us to use the park. So, you know, in a way they helped. And now, after a few years, the city actively contributes to the funding for the park now, along with the Bank of Utah currently. I've had a number of different banks step up to the plate because, I don't know, we've been going longer than four different banks have been going in that in that city.
That's great. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a very popular venue. KPCW was there last night
as one
of the sponsors.
Yeah.
And even though it was very blustery weather, the park was packed.
Yeah, it has a great following. I'm just amazed at how well it does. You've got a couple more concerts you're sponsoring coming up, and hopefully we'll have a sunny day on one of those.
That's what we're hoping for.
Oh, you will. It's going to turn, Paul. There's no question about it. Now, is City Park also where the fire pits are, where the food trucks are?
City Park is where they have a farmer's market.
Okay.
And it's lined around the streets that surround City Park.
Okay.
There aren't any fire pits that I'm aware of.
But okay. But the food trucks aren't there. The food trucks are...
No, there's some food trucks, but like I say, they're on the street that surrounds the park.
Right.
And the city is totally in charge of the farmer's market and the food trucks and all that. They do that, they charge, and their health inspector is involved in that, just like any other city event. The music is actually pretty much just separate from the farmer's market, but it's a good mix. Back about 10, 12 years ago, a lady came to me who had a farmer's market going in Midway, and she says, well, why don't we join these things? Would you have a problem with that? And I said, no, I think it would be self-beneficial for us to do that, and that's when the thing really kicked off big time.
Yeah.
It's when we joined the farmer's market with the concerts in the park.
It sounds great. So we can come and we can get some food and
enjoy
the music.
It's one of the unusual things about that concert venue is there is a lot of different food vendors.
That's great.
You mentioned Dan Hall that helped you, you know, understand how to put on a concert and that sort of thing. You know, the musicians in this town in Heber Valley are so supportive of so many different things. Dan Hall was instrumental in helping us in the early days when we wanted to have music, live music, every Friday morning. It's a daunting task to find musicians because we didn't know anybody, and Dan helped us, as you know, along with E, and I think you helped us too, source some names, Alicia. But so,
yeah,
and your mic's on, by the way, so you can ask. You're part of the entourage. You can ask questions, do anything you want.
Alicia was played with us. Was it last year and the year before? Or?
I think it was 2 years ago, and then a few years back. So I've played there twice, I think, with the band. Bonanza Town back in the day.
Right.
It was a good time.
So what did you learn? You know, what have you learned about putting a concert on? What are some of the keys?
Sound. You got to have a great sound guy. Otherwise, the best musician in the world just does not sound good. And I went through a number of different sound people, and I've finally landed on one that I've had for many years now. He knows the venue. He knows how the, you know, set up for our particular bandstand. He knows the volume levels it should be at. That was one of the toughest things to learn. I just thought when I went out and hired a band, they'd come with all that stuff. Boy, was I ever wrong.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're doing well now. Let's talk about your lineup. So you have three of these under your belt with Flashback playing last night. And you've got, you're speaking about Mr. Sister, they're going to be... buttoning things up on the last concert, August 22nd.
Correct.
And then moving backwards, you've got, man, you've got a pretty good lineup. You want to talk about it?
Sure. Let's see. Mary Beth is going to be returning August, what's that say, 15?
Yeah.
Can't even read my own thing. Mary Beth will be returning after several years' absence. I'm always excited to have her back. The ballet, this is a Latino dance group. There won't be actually music, but it will be a recorded sound and dance, something new that we're trying.
That sounds great.
The Laszlos coming up, Chris Oryx and the Laszlos, an absolutely fantastic band, coming down out of the Ogden area. The fabulous Flynn's Tones. That's a tricky name there. Kevin Flynn came up with that name. He'll be playing. He's played in the concerts back in years past. What do we have? King Cardinal. They played at the Canyons earlier during the ski season. I got their name when I heard them play, and they were just fantastic.
Sounds like King Crimson.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's King Cardinal. When You Were Bigger, these guys were suggested to me by one of the band leader of the band Swagger, who I trust implicitly. So we're going to hear him for the first time all together. Harry Lee and the Back Alley Blues Band, just an absolutely fantastic blues gig. Just absolutely fantastic, Harry Lee. And then that brings us up to next week with the Jukebox Anti-Hero, which is primarily a band from Wasatch High School.
Oh, very cool.
We've been doing this program 5 years now, and it's just amazing to me how much more action there is in Heber and Heber Valley. There's so much going on there, you know, for the summer and for the winter as well. So,
yeah, it's been discovered, we'll put it that way. I was just commenting the other day, driving through Midway, that it's crowded in Midway nowadays. It's just a regular summer day. And, you know, Midway's not on Highway 40 like Heber is. So for it to get crowded, people are driving there, not just driving through. And, the valley's been discovered.
So, Paul, before we let you go, for folks that were not taking notes and would like to find out some more information, maybe get some of these concert names and dates, where would they go?
They go to the Heber City website.
Okay.
Heber City, I believe it's hebercity.org, and track down the Farmers Market. We're also on Facebook as the Bank of Utah Concerts in the Park series.
Okay. Paul Askins, Heber Valley Summer Concerts in the Park. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Glad to be here.
Have a great season.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
You. Nice to see you.
You too.
You know, her dad used to be a DJ here.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Hey, folks, it's time for weekend events.
So starting for Friday, June 21st, we have Leftover Salmon at the DeGioia Center. Show is at 8 p.m. Jeff
Crosby and the Refugees will be at the Cabin starting at 9 p.m. on Friday.
Classic Steve Schuffert, Legends at Park City Mountain Show at 4 p.m.
Patty Griffin again at the Egyptian Theater tonight at 8 p.m.
Mr. Sister Trio, Boneyard Live at the Rooftop Show at 6:30 p.m.
Cover Dogs at the Spur at 10 p.m. And that's going to button it up for Friday. Now we go on to Saturday.
We have Savor the Summit happening this weekend.
The Brevet will be playing at the Cabin. That show starts at 9 p.m.
Street Corner Boogie at Park City Mountain. Payday Pad Show at 3 p.m.
Little Birds Legends at Park City Mountain. The show is at 6:30 p.m.
Brooke McIntosh, Boneyard Live at the Rooftop. Shows at 6:30 p.m.
Brian Thurber and Paige McGinnis at the Silver Star Cafe. Show starts at 7:30.
Donner Pass is at the Spurs Show at 10 p.m.
That's going to button it up for Saturday. We move on to Sunday, June 23rd. Park City Market, well, they got a couple of bands on the main stage. 11 a.m., the fabulous Flintstones, and at 2 p.m., Brian Ernst.
Then the Electric Moose Band is at Bill Blanco's at 6 p.m.
Nate Robinson at Legends at PCMR, 4 p.m.
And we finish off with Patrick Ryan at the Spur, 7 p.m.
So now we move on to our friends in Heber Valley. In Wallsburg, there's 28 buildings of antiques and working demonstrations on Saturday only. They only do this once a year. There's like 150 of certain types of motorcycles, autos, tractors. There's going to be a Mountain Country live band, food vendors, dry camping, tractor pull, and you can go to RichardRicksonFoundation.org for more information. We did a live show there several years ago, and I got a tour of the antiques. man, it was cool. They've collected some really neat stuff, and they only open it up to the public once a year.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, we found the fire pits. They are in Heber on Friday and Saturday nights with the food trucks, 5 to 9 p.m. So it's a lot of fun. You gather around the fire pits, and it's every Monday, Friday, and Saturday through September. Find out more at foodtruckleague.com.
Oh, and here's the address. It's 25 North and 75 North Main Street. And then the annual Back to the 50s car show will be held at the Heber City Park. Registration $10. Registration begins at 8 a.m. for car registration. Then it's open to all makes and model vehicles, including trucks and bikes. It's an all-day event, plenty to see, lots of stuff to do.
Friday and Saturday, experience a fusion of world music traditions and contemporary sounds featuring the Native American flute in celebration of the summer solstice. And we're going to be talking about that.
Those folks will be with us in about 12 minutes. Yeah,
super
we're looking
excited.
Forward to that. And don't miss the free concert, Under the Stars, performed by internationally renowned artists. Both nights of the festival, that 7th annual flute festival, beginning at 6 p.m. You can bring your long chair, blankets, and picnic dinners. Did you cover that and I missed it?
Nope,
okay.
I didn't.
Okay,
so thank
good.
You for wrapping that up.
All right.
And then we can ride the train, the peace train, because they're having their own very special summer solstice celebration with the Heber Valley Railroad. Lots of free activities during the day. Short scenic 40 minute round trip train rides are just $5 all day and goes into the evenings on Saturday the 22nd. On board, our groovy host will enlighten your mind with peace, love, and trains, singing along to the sweet songs of the 60s. Dress up in your bell bottoms and tie-dye shirts for this one.
And Paul Askins was just with us talking about the Heber Valley Summer Concerts in the Park, and they continue through August 22nd. And it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go hit some of those.
And we talked about at the Egyptian tonight, Patty Griffith being there. I'll just turn this down a little bit. And Alicia, you were at the show last night. How was it?
It was fabulous. It was great.
Yeah.
She's one of my heroes, probably top three inspirations. So it was really great to see her on this new, she's pushing a new record, and I love it. It's fabulous.
Good, 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 good. All right. Well, that's going to button it up for weekend events. We welcome back our musical guest for the hour, Alicia Stockman. Alicia, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So great to have you.
Thanks.
Alicia, one of the things that I love about you is this story element in your songwriting. I mean, that last song, that is a powerful story you have crafted for your niece that she will take with her throughout her own life. I wish someone had written me a song. But I really love that. You have beautiful lyrics.
Oh, thank you so much.
What's your songwriting process?
Oh, man. I usually like to write with a guitar. I'm not one of those people that puts down lyrics first and just kind of dink around until I come up with something. And musically, I like to, if I have something, like I keep a little notepad in my phone with random ideas, snippets, whether it's like a good song title or like a cool phrase that would make a good lyric. I'll probably pull from that every once in a while, or just kind of have this backlog of like, oh, you should write this sometime. Or prompts. Sometimes we'll do like a songwriting circle and we'll have like pull up a prompt, which is, you know, write a song from a dream or something like that. And and that always helps like get the wheels in motion if I don't have anything right there at the forefront at the moment. But yeah, and then just kind of work. It takes me a long time, usually a couple weeks to finish a song. I feel like a lot of my peers write a little faster than that. But for me, I kind of am very picky about my word choice. So it takes me a while.
Well, we've been hanging out together for a while, you know, you were one of our very first guests 5 years ago. So it's been nice to see your songwriting process really evolve. I mean, you're writing really good. You're crafting really good songs.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play you guys a song. This is kind of a silly song, but, you know, it's still a song. Oh, yeah. You need that microphone.
Yeah. Get the roadies in here.
But as it turns out, being a songwriter isn't the most lucrative job in the world. So I picked up a bartending job on the side. And a friend of mine asked me, she said, yeah, oh, I bet that job gives you so much inspiration. And I was like, you know, I haven't really looked at it that way. More like just opening cans of beer all the time hasn't really been that inspiring. And then one day I was like, maybe I can pull something from this. And so I wrote the song about the bartending job that I have.
And what's the name of the song?
It's called Good Bartender.
Good Bartender, live in the morning mix, Alicia Stockman.
Come on in, friend, and have a seat. It's Wednesday night, we got half-off wings. And the big game on all of the TVs. Well, this ain't my real job. It just pays the bills. I'm a singer-songwriter chasing a record deal. Can I get you some ranch or blue cheese? Before you ask me for a drink, there's something you should know. Don't get your hopes up if you want a mojito. Cause I'm a good bartender if all you need is a pint of draft or a whiskey neat. And I can crack a tall boy lightning quick. But if you want an apple teeny or a round of Jaeger bombs, it'll serve you to remember that I'm a good bartender. But I'm better at writing songs. You say that you're from out of town, getting away from a marriage gone south, moving to Cabo with your new girlfriend. Well, she's a yoga instructor and she's 28. Man, that Instagram filter makes her skin look great. I'm sure that your grown adult children will understand. Before you go any farther and ask for my advice, just let me get some paper and a pen so I can write. Cause I'm a good bartender if all you need is a pint of draft or a whiskey to neat. And I can crack a tall boy lightning quick. But if you tell me all your problems, like your issues with your mom, it'll serve you to remember that I'm a good bartender. But I'm better at writing songs. Well, I can call you a cab if you get too drunk to drive. And I know some dirty jokes that you might like. And I can even tell you where to buy some good weed in this town. But if you start a fight, I reserve the right to have your sorry ass thrown out. Cause I'm a good bartender if all you need is a pint of draft or a whiskey to neat. And I can crack a tall boy lightning quick. But if you hear me on the radio, then I told you all along that I'm a good bartender. Yeah, I'm an okay bartender. But I'm better at writing songs. Don't forget to tip your bartenders, folks.
Very, very nice.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I have this image in my mind of a guy that is starting to date again after his divorce, and and he has his girlfriend that he's introducing to his adult grown kids, and
yeah.
She's a yoga instructor, and her hair is perfect, and you know, that was a good line.
Thanks.
That was a good line. Yeah, you need a sense of humor to live in this town.
Yes, yeah, you do.
So we're going to go to a couple underwriters, and we shall return right after these messages. Stay with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That's why we love sponsoring the Pause for Life Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs one cup at a time.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley, our musical guest for the hour, Alicia Stockman. Alicia, we love that song.
Thank you.
You're doing your own roadieing stuff. There you go. Yeah. Let me get the roadies in here. We're moving. We're always moving stuff around. I wish we had the camera set up. You can see what goes on to put this this little show together. Alicia, we have some time. Would you like to play another song?
Sure, I'd love to.
Well, that'd be great. And do you have any play dates? Are you out there at all?
Yeah, I'm actually going to leave straight from here and go to Vernal to play at Riverfest. They're having a big festival there. And then next week I'm playing in Salt Lake at the Living Stage at the Red Lion Hotel. They have like kind of a stage set up in their lobby for artists and playing there on the 29th at 7 p.m.
Okay. And how can people get your music or get in touch with you to book a gig?
All my stuff is online at aliciastockman.com. You can listen to music, see my tour dates or dates coming up. And then I have merch on sale on my website now. So I have t-shirts and CDs available. And then my email is there as well, so if you want to get in touch with me, that's a great way to do it.
You would be the perfect person to book for a summer party.
Well, thank you.
An outdoor barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
But she needs shade. You have to get her under a shade tree.
That helps, for sure.
What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play a song. It's been around for a while. It's been through several iterations, but I played at a music festival in Texas this spring in May, and I won second place in a songwriting competition at the Al Johnson Performing Songwriter Contest at the Wildflower Arts and Music Festival. I've been practicing that title because it's very long.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank
Live
you.
In the Morning Mix,
but
Alicia
song,
Stockman.
Yeah, this is called From the Distance.
Okay.
Last night my phone rang and I sprang out of bed, but it still wasn't you. I stared at the ceiling in the dark, feeling the emptiness fill up the room. I try to recall the last time we spoke. Did I sting you with something I said? Turbulent tide, tiresome doubt gathered in the pit of my chest. Why did you walk away? What is it you didn't say? Every silent second turns a knife a little more. Bound by your resistance, there's nothing I can do from a distance. I remember a time when we were both crying after fighting and too many beers. And there on the table with the forks and the knives lay the sum of a difficult year. And that was back when you could listen to me with a kind and unfurrowed brow. But now that I think of it, for all of my secrets, not once did you let your guard down. Why did you walk away? What is it you couldn't say? Every silent second turns a knife a little more. Bound by your resistance, there's nothing I can do from the distance. Sheltering me from the pain of crushing my heart. And I'd rather be wrong than to learn all along that you just never cared from the start. And why did you walk away? What is it you wouldn't say? Every silent second turns a knife a little more. Bound by your resistance, there's nothing I can do from the distance. I'm bound by your resistance, there's nothing I can do from the distance.
Talking to this man. Patty Griffin is a Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter known for her stripped-down songwriting style of modern folk and Americana, widely regarded among the best pure songwriters of this or any era. Performing on the Intimate Egyptian Theater stage June 19th through the 21st with reduced-price tickets Wednesday and Thursday. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gorley and Alicia Stockman for the hour is with us as our musical guest. And Alicia, that was a beautiful song. Thank you for playing that for us.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Joining us now is the Solstice Flute School and Festival, folks from the Solstice Flute School and Festival at the Homestead Resort in Midway this weekend. Leta Slupik is a flute player. She's attended every flute school over the last 7 years it's been offered. Brent Haynes is a flute maker and a musician, and he also helps organize the festival. And Shelley Morningsong is a Northern Cheyenne woman, beautifully adorned and dressed this morning, who lives on the Zuni Reservation, and you're also a Native American flute recording artist. Welcome to the program, all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, get nice and close and love your mic.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
We are so excited to be here, and we appreciate so much this opportunity to come share the passion that we have for the Native American flute with everyone and all your listeners. The Solstice Flute Festival and School, we've been going for 7 years now. This has been a seven-year organization, and it is just free to the public and absolutely amazing.
And it is tonight, June 21st and the 22nd. It's all day tomorrow?
Yep.
It starts at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. goes to 6:30 p.m. both today and tomorrow. In the evening, we also have free concerts open to the public. There's going to be a concert tonight featuring all of the teachers from the flute school. They're all professional recording artists who have made just beautiful CDs, and they will be free for the audience to hear. And then there'll be another concert tomorrow where Shelley and her husband will be performing, and there'll be dancing and full regalia. It's going to be just beautiful.
Yes, we're excited.
Why don't we have cameras in the studio? Shelley, Shelley, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
We'll take some photos and post them.
Okay, thank you so much.
Tell us about your outfit.
Well, I'm wearing a women's Northern Plains, Northern Cheyenne style cloth dress, which I've made myself. I'm wearing this dentilium cape, traditional dentilium cape, which was our grandmother's. It's almost 100 years old now, and made from freshwater dentilium shells. And I have some cowrie shells sewn onto my outfit. And then my husband and I do our own beadwork. And we work together as a team and make our outfits, our beadwork and leather work. And we do all of that. And we dance together, Fabian and I, we dance. I play the native flute. And he's a traditional, very traditional man, hand drum, singer, player, storyteller. And I write and sing native contemporary music. And that's what we'll be presenting tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the park or in the at the homestead. And it's free to the public. We're excited.
Tell us about Native flute tradition.
Native flute tradition, the flute has been around for thousands of years. It's a very ancient instrument. And Brent is an awesome, very awesome, educated person on the Native flute. He can also tell you. But from the Native perspective, it's a very ancient instrument. And in our culture, Northern Cheyenne, the men used to use the Native flute to court the women. And so, and then you might want to expound on that a little bit, Brent.
It still works.
Yes.
Definitely.
I can see why.
Yeah.
The sound of the Native flute is enchanting.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
You know, some things never change. Paul McCartney once said that the only reason he got into music was to meet girls.
Yeah, so, right.
You know, it's just,
absolutely.
You know, so this just goes back, you know, since the beginning of, you
yes.
know.
Yeah. It's very ancient.
Yeah.
Yes.
The musician gets the gal, or guy, I suppose, too. So come on down. In fact, today at 12 o'clock, Shelley will be teaching.
Yes.
Again, this is free for the public. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have instruments. We have instruments there that you can learn on. And Shelley will be teaching a free class. Mm-hmm. And it is just an amazing opportunity for your listeners.
Yeah. There's absolutely no amazing music to read, and it's super easy to learn how
we
to play.
We provide the flutes to anyone that would like to participate.
Yeah.
They can use the flutes, and I'll get them started playing Native American flute.
That sounds so amazing. I'd like to ask you some questions about your workshops. I know they've been sold out for this year, but this will be around again next year.
Well, actually, if I can just interject there. Because the school sold out, so the Solstice Flute School happened from Monday to Thursday, and that sold out in 3 months' time. It happened so fast. So if your Park City listeners want to come and attend next year at the school, we highly recommend it. Come visit the website at solsticeflute.org, and they can send in a link to or their email so that we can contact them and get them on the early registration so that they can be a part of this next year. There's also local flute circles they can be involved in here, too. The workshops at the festival are not sold out yet.
Okay, well, you have some really amazing things. Can you tell us a little bit? It's not just flute workshops. You're doing a wide variety of things.
That's correct. Throughout the day, there's going to be a festival stage, and there will be various students as well as teachers and award-winning recording artists performing throughout the day, all the way from 10 until 6:30, and then we have concerts at night as well. And that's all free. So as you're going around to the vendors, looking at all the beautiful craftsmanship, the flutes, jewelry, all sorts of Native American style crafts. You can also listen to the beautiful music in the background. And there's even an open mic. So if you already play and you want to get up there and show us your stuff.
Or come play your guitar.
We would love to hear you. Mm-hmm. And we also have percussionists that will be performing. If you play guitar, you want to come up and help us out, we would love it. So everybody's invited.
There's a workshop today called Ancient Wisdom.
Ancient Wisdom.
And I think Fabian is part of that.
Kalani Das and Rana Yellowrobe and my husband Fabian Fontenelle will be conducting that class. It's a 4-hour from 9 to 1 o'clock, talking about ancient wisdom and songs, dances. It's educational, and it's also they have audience participation, and it's really a beautiful class.
Well, the timing for Ancient Wisdom is pretty good.
Yes.
We could use a bit. Did you make that flute, Brent?
I did. Yep, I did indeed.
Describe it for our listeners who are not with us in the studio.
Well, this flute is about 3 feet long. It is made out of cocobolo, which is a wood from Mexico. It's a rosewood from Mexico. It's pretty dense, so this is a pretty heavy flute. It actually is, I borrowed it from one of my clients, Dolores Brennan, and it has on it 8 different hummingbirds as well as trumpet flowers. It's got feathers inlaid on the side with 3 hummingbirds in each feather. And at the
and that's a pearl-type inlay.
Yeah, this is abalone inlay.
Yeah.
And so on this flute, I have abalone inlay, sodalite inlays with malachite as well for some of the different colors. And as you can see here, it's very colorful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Can you play it for us a little bit so
sure.
we can hear the sound?
You bet. Actually, Shelley, why don't you play for us? She's the artist. She's smiling at me.
Live radio is an adventure, Shelley.
Awesome.
Wow, very nice.
She's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, very nice. So is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about your event?
Yes, there's so much more to learn. Go to solsticeflute.org, and there'll be more information about all the different workshops you could take down at Solstice at the Homestead Resort. It runs from 10 in the morning today and tomorrow until 6:30 is when the evening concerts start, and they'll be done. I think around 9 is when they're done, and come down and have so much fun with us. We're one thing I got to mention. We are so grateful this year. We have a gentleman who helped us this last year become a 501c3. So it's a tax-free, and all of the work and the organization that we put into it is all volunteer work. Every bit of the money goes right back into either the artists or into helping the organization continue and thrive. And so it's a very good place to be and a good place to put perhaps your resources if you would like to come and donate.
Yes.
Letta Slupik is a flute player. Brent Haynes is a flute maker and a musician, helps organize the festival. And Shelley Morningsong is a flute player. And great to have you all here. Again, this is the Solstice Flute School and Festival at the Homestead Resort in Midway today and tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And we want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for this opportunity.
Okay. We shall return right after these messages with Alicia Stockman. She'll be playing a final song for us, so stay tuned.
Hey, Sheldon.
Yeah, John?
What are you doing this Saturday night between 7 and 8?
Probably hosting Minor Details on KPZW.
I thought it was Dan this week.
I thought it was you, John.
So who's it going
to
be?
Tune in to Minor Details to hear one of us host a show by, for, and about minors.
To hear the voice of the high school community.
Listen to Minor Details from 7 to 8 p.m. every Saturday evening here on KPCW.
We're always taking your requests.
Minor Details is sponsored by Park City UPS Stores,
Miller Orthodontics,
and Heber Park City Appliance.
We are closing up here, and we want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. Thank you so much.
And this is KPCW in Park City. Alicia Stockman, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me yet again.
Yeah. And what are you going to play for a final song?
Oh, I'm going to do a song called The Porterhouse. I think I've played it here before, but it's the first single that I ever released, so I'll play it for you guys.
Live in the Morning Mix, Alicia Stockman, and get outside and have some fun this weekend.
Head on down to the porterhouse. Pine to plain for your worries and doubts. You never know what you might find. On Monday nights there's music at 9. Well, Pat the barman is there tonight. He's the one with the gentle eyes. He's slinging ciders in a green tweed vest. If you see him, will you send my best? And if it's not too busy behind the bar,